Kuntres Beis Nissen, Toshin and Aleph. A Maimer was edited by the Rebbe and published in honor of the Hilula of the Rebbe Rashab on Beis Nissen, Toshin and Aleph. This was the day after Shabbat Vayikra, the very beginning of the cycle of the Malchus, as we explained. We're going here to extract a small section of this Maimer, which stands out boldly as a descriptive explanation of the sharp and shocking words of the Rebbe on Chav Ches Nissen, which the Rebbe will say a few weeks after this Maimer is released. What did the Rebbe say in that Sicha? I've done all I can do, now I give it over to you to do all that you can do to bring Mashiach in actuality. Now, the section of the Maimer that we will look at states as follows, quoting now from the Maimer of the Rebbe. The Rebbe Rashab explains the difference between two inyonim. Which means its beginning is wedged into its end, and its end into its beginning. And the end of the deed was first in thought. The difference between them is that its end, soifan, refers to the end and completion of the thought, wedged into the beginning of that which is being given. And a moshel is brought for this from the giving of tzedakah, that the beginning of the giving is the rachamim that is awakened towards the poor man. The concept that its end is wedged into its beginning is that the main intent in the awakening of rachamim, its beginning, is that there should be actual giving to the poor man, its end. And if there will not be any actual giving, then the main thing is lacking. Its end is wedged into its beginning. The intent of giving, which is wedged into its beginning, the awakening of rachamim for this poor man. The inyan of soif ma'aseh machshava tchila, right? The Rebbe said two things. This is the second one. The end of the deed was first in thought, is higher than the inyan of its beginning is wedged into its end and its edge and its end into its beginning. Ne'utz tchilas b'soifan v'soifan b'tchilosan. This is because the meaning of the expression end of the deed, soif ma'aseh, is not the end of the act of performing the deed itself, the action of the person. Rather, it means the action that comes as a result of the actions performed by the person. In our mashal, the giving of chesed, the end of the deed, soif ma'aseh, is when that which is being given is accepted. That the poor man should accept that which is being given to him with a good feeling, and that he should benefit from what he received. This aspect, the manner in which the poor man accepts that which is given to him, is not dependent on the giver, but rather on the recipient. Thus, the pleasure that the giver has from the acceptance of what he gives, the poor man accepting with a good feeling that which he has been given, is a greater pleasure than the pleasure from the giving alone. That's all that the Rebbe says in the Maimer. So this brief mashal, when we take a moment to contemplate what it's telling us, resolves a lot of questions. It also eliminates much of the anxiety raised by the Sikh of Chav Ches Nissen, which has been magnified by the state of affairs we find ourselves for decades already, when we do not have any new Sikhs of Maimorim. View the famous Sikh of Chav Ches Nissen in the light of this contrast, of what we just read now. The Rebbe is telling the Chassidim, I have done everything in my power to do. This is giving to the poor man. This is the act that was first in thought. Having succeeded in completing the act of giving, he now has to wait until the poor man should accept that which is being given to him with a good feeling and to benefit from it. Because this is not dependent on the giver, but rather on the recipient. That's what the Rebbe is saying when he says, I've done everything in my power to do, now do what you can do. In other words, the Rebbe is sharing with us a most vital piece of information. You, the Jewish people, have been given everything you need. It's the reality. The money is in the bank and the ge'ul is in the bank. But it's up to you yourself to accept it, to realize what you have received, to put it to good use and to benefit from it. All the sichas and maimonim the Rebbe spoke, all the sforim that the Rebbe instructed to print, all of the bracha and atzlocha and guidance and direction that the Rebbe has poured and continues to pour in the Jewish people and the world, this is not just a coin in the poor man's cup, this is true wealth. But as long as it remains in the cup, and the more so if we don't realize that it's even there, then we remain in a gullus of poverty. Poverty of our own perception of reality. We need to accept what the Rebbe has given us, put it to use in shaping our reality, and in this way we ourselves will realize that not only do we have the potential to no longer be poor, but then in fact we are rich in actuality, and the true wealth is the Geula Mitzvah Shleima. The matter was given over to us by the Rebbe, and it's completely in our hands. So let us now ask ourselves the question, Ad Mosai. Chi Adonainu Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach Le'ilum Void.